Chapter 8, A Time of Preparation.
We are living in the great anti-typical Day of Atonement. We must individually seek God. This is a personal work. Let us draw near to God, allowing nothing to come into our efforts that would misrepresent the truth for this time. Let everyone confess not his brother's sin, but his own sin. Let him humble his heart before God and become so filled with the Holy Spirit that his life will show that he has been born again. We read in John 1:12, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The gospel of Christ is to be lived, practiced in the daily life. The servants of God are to be cleansed from all coldness, all selfishness. Simplicity, meekness, lowliness are of great value in the work of God. Try to unite the workers in confidence and love. If you cannot do this, be right yourselves and leave the rest with God. Labor in faith and prayer. Select Christian youth and train them to be not workers with hearts like iron, but workers who are willing to harmonize. I pray that the Lord will change the hearts of those who, unless they receive more grace, will enter into temptation. I pray that he will soften and subdue every heart. We need to live in close fellowship with God that we may love one another as Christ has loved us. It is by this that the world is to know that we are his disciples. Let there be no self-exaltation. If the workers will humble their hearts before God, the blessing will come. They will all the while be receiving fresh, new ideas, and there will be a wonderful revival of gospel medical missionary work. The great work before us all as Christians is to extend Christ's kingdom as rapidly as possible in accordance with the divine commission. The gospel is to advance from conquest to conquest, from victory to victory. The greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, and they shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever.